Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Tuesday, August 24th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Yesterday, I had an interesting conversation with a longtime friend of mine, and he was sharing with me a recent experience he had in business. And I think it's really telling and a perfect lead-in to today's podcast. He shared with me that he, and I'm going to keep him as anonymous as possible out of respect, obviously. He shared with me that he was raising money for someone who had created an app, and that app had to do with something that would require licensing with both the state and federal governments. And when he went to one of the meetings, actually, the first thing that happened was he had a Zoom call or a conference call with the major players in the company. And the designer of the app said, well, I'm not going to bother getting a license. And my friend said, there's no way you can proceed with this without a license. It's criminal. You're going to go to jail. You can't provide this service and not be licensed. Well, the next thing was that there was a meeting held, a physical in-person meeting of the players in this company. And my friend, who was part of the fundraising aspect, knew that going to this meeting was going to be a challenge for him because he saw the reaction of everyone that had been on the Zoom call or the conference call. And it was that none of them seemed to care whether or not they had the license or seemed to care whether or not what they were about to do was illegal. And so at the meeting in person, he raised it again, and he said something interesting to me. He said, you know, I said to them, what do you people think you're doing? You can't do this. It's a violation of the law, and you're going to get caught, and you're going to get sued, and you're going to have huge liability lawsuits. And he said, I looked around the conference table, and it was like I was talking to dead eyes. I was talking to people who either didn't know or didn't care what I was saying. And they didn't know or care about what they were doing. They were simply focused on proceeding with what they were doing and making the money they anticipated making. The reason that I'm bringing this up is I heard something this morning on a talk radio show that was almost an identical match for that kind of conclusion about dead eyes or talking to people who were like the living dead. And the talk show host this morning said, what's going on in Afghanistan is the first time he can actually feel like he's identifying with what it must have been like in Germany under Hitler. The money is present to get these people out of Afghanistan. This talk show host was likening Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German Lutheran pastor's efforts to bring down Hitler, and his failure at being able to talk Judeo-Christian values to the German people because the German people were dead inside. They had lost Judeo-Christian values. They didn't have them any longer. And so Bonhoeffer's words fell on literally deaf ears. And that's what my friend was saying yesterday. He was saying that these people he was talking to were dead. They were like the living dead because they had lost the values and the principles and the ethics that they should otherwise have as they go into a business opportunity such as the one they were going into. And the same argument can be made about our government and our State Department right now. There should be no bureaucracy, no paperwork, no red tape in getting other humans who are marked for death out of Afghanistan. There's no excuse for the delay. There's no excuse for people with American citizenship, holding American passports, being unable on their own to get to Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul, and us not sending military to get them. I mean, one could argue there's no excuse for even the position that we're in. You don't leave billions of dollars of military equipment for your enemy to get night vision goggles and Black Hawk helicopters and Chinook helicopters and guns and paperwork and identities of those who helped us in Afghanistan. You don't leave all that. You don't just walk away and drop it and leave. I mean, historically, we destroy this stuff before we leave. It isn't even military. It's common sense. If in your personal life, you wouldn't leave an incriminating letter for someone to find if them finding it could be used to hurt you. Well, how many times magnified is leaving billions of dollars of military equipment, drones, helicopters, guns, secure data? How many times of a magnitude is that to give that to your enemy to turn around and obviously be able to use against you? So what has happened? What has happened? Now, we elected these people. I mean, I didn't elect Joe Biden, but half the country did. We elected these people, and Joe Biden appointed the people that are in the positions of administration of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. What has happened to these people? Are they dead inside? Is Jen Psaki dead inside when she does a press conference yesterday and she's asked how the president feels about these people stranded, and her back goes up and she attacks the reporter for using the word stranded, literally saying, I'm calling you out for saying that our people are stranded in Afghanistan. Well, you know, if you need a plane to get out of a country and that plane is being kept at a location that your government tells you not to try to get to, I pretty much say you're stranded. So where is the lack of conscience? Where is the lack of ethics and morality to be able to look at a situation and deny what you're looking at? And is it because they think that if they say it long enough, people will believe that what's a lie is true? I mean, there is a psychology to that, right? I think it was Marx. I don't know who said if you tell a lie long enough and big enough, whatever, often enough, people believe it's true. Is that what leadership has come to in this country? And it's why I say all the time on this show, you have to think for yourself, because we are in a time in human history when no one leader will come and rescue us from the situation. No one person is going to get us out of this, because this isn't a singular event. Afghanistan is just a symptom. It's just the latest symptom of, quite honestly, a world gone mad in the sense of having lost its moral compass. And that turnaround isn't going to come from one person. I mean, you could arguably, I'm not Christian, but you could argue Jesus came and didn't turn it around. One person isn't going to save us. We are going to save ourselves and one another through a true awakening, not wokeness, but a true awakening to the responsibility that we each have inherently as having been born human with consciousness and free will. And this is a drum I beat all the time on this podcast. It's why I do this podcast. It's why I hammer home think for yourself. Because if you let someone else think for you right now, they're taking you down a very dark road. They're looking at the sky blue and calling it green. And they're asking you to join in and call the sky green with them. And in fact, it's the grass that's green, because up now is down and down is now up. And everything is backward and everything is inside out. And the only way that's going to change is if each one of us individually make the commitment to say, no, no, I see what I see. I know what I know. And I stand for what I see and what I know, regardless of what anyone else says. And one more caution, and maybe this is another podcast, but I want to make it here as well, because it happened this week as well. The stress and the chaos and the uncertainty that surrounds us has exhausted us all. And it has gotten to the point where even people who are friendly, even people who are close, even people who are related, are really quick to turn on one another and, quote, cancel each other out. Stop talking, stop having relationship with, stop communicating with. because of the slightest of differences, because of the slightest discrepancy in perception. And why is that happening? It's happening because people have reached a break point. We've gone way beyond where humans can tolerate any more pressure, any more stress, and any more uncertainty. And so again, I ask you to pull back the reins on yourself. Go inside, find your center, find your focus, find your values, find them internally in your own connection with Source or God or whatever you believe to be the origin of your soul, assuming you believe you have one. Go inside, connect there, and gain your strength there, and organize yourself from within, because it's really easy right now to blow everything away. You know, we've become the replacement society, right? They've done it to us with appliances and with automobiles, and we've been trained that everything's replaceable. Well, all of the stress and all of the chaos and all of the uncertainty is driving us to the point where we think everyone around us is replaceable. And that isn't always the case. It oftentimes, more than not, isn't the case. People are irreplaceable for their own unique reasons and their own unique talents and their own unique selves. And so as we continue down this road of reality manipulation, and that's what I think it is, it's more important than ever that you define reality within yourself from your own vantage point and know the following. Your perception of what's going on is as valid, if not more so, than anyone else's, because no one else has a right to tell you what you see, what you hear, and what you think. No one has that right. You are, as I always say, a divinely created, unique individual with free will to make those decisions for yourself. And where you start is both in your heart and in your mind. So check in with your own soul and then use your mind to think for yourself. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. By the way, before I leave, let me share with you that if you go to my website, carolgoldstein.com, that's Carol with an E, or carolgold.com, Carol with an E again, I'm giving a free hour and a half Zoom presentation on September 5th on isolation and stress based on 12 principles of power as articulated in my most recent book. So please join me for free. You can sign up for free. It's an hour and a half intro on Zoom, September 5th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I would love you to join me. We've already got lots of people jumping on, and I think it's going to be a very uplifting and informative presentation. Until then, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.